Hey there, and welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're diving into Adam Kahane's Collaborating with the Enemy, which is possibly the most counterintuitive book I've read in a while. Sophie, you read this too. What was your first reaction when you saw that title?
Oh, I was immediately skeptical. Collaborating with the enemy sounds like a betrayal, right? But Kahane's whole point is that the kind of collaboration we're taught, finding common ground, building trust, agreeing on a shared plan, it actually falls apart in the toughest situations. And I think we've all been in meetings where that happens.
Totally. I mean, how many times have you sat in a room where everyone's nodding along, and then as soon as the meeting ends, nothing changes? He calls those stuck problems where the people involved aren't on the same team. They have different interests, different values, maybe even a history of conflict.
Right.
And his big idea is that instead of trying to collaborate with people you already get along with, you have to learn to work with people you actively oppose. But not in a let's all be friends way. It's about recognizing that you're interdependent. You can't get what you want without them.
Yeah, and that's where the three paradoxes come in. The first one is stretch and embrace. Normally, we try to find a comfortable middle ground, a compromise. But Kahane says that's a trap. Instead, you need to stretch the situation, bring in the people you'd rather avoid, and really listen to their perspective, even if it's uncomfortable.
Exactly. And the goal isn't to agree. It's to create a shared understanding of the problem that's so rich and complete that new possibilities emerge. He calls it embracing the conflict, not avoiding it. That's hard because it means letting go of control and being open to being changed by the process.
The second paradox is firmness and flexibility. You have to be firm in your intention to make progress, but flexible about how you get there. Like a martial artist, rooted but fluid. You have to be willing to experiment and fail and adapt as you go. No perfect plan.
And the third paradox is consent and conflict. Instead of forcing everyone to agree, which leads to bland, watered-down outcomes, you aim for consent. Everyone can live with a decision, even if it's not their first choice. And that requires genuine, creative conflict. You have to be willing to argue and push back.
It's so different from the typical, let's all hold hands and find synergy approach. Kahane actually says that consensus is often the enemy of progress, because it avoids the tension that generates real insight.
He also talks about shifting your identity. Instead of seeing yourself as the driver or rescuer who's going to fix everything, you become a participant, someone who's part of the system and whose own actions might be keeping the problem stuck. That's humbling.
Yeah, that part hit me. He says we have to stop trying to solve the problem as we understand it and start stuck breaking, transforming our understanding of the problem itself. That's more like art or gardening than engineering.
And he gives a practical process for this. It has four phases: co-initiating, co-sensing, co-presencing, and co-creating. The first phase is about building the container, inviting the right people, including the enemies. The second is about deepening your collective understanding of the problem through deep listening.
Co-presencing is the tricky one. It's about letting go of your old assumptions and being open to a new insight. It's almost meditative. And then co-creating is about prototyping and experimenting your way forward.
Kahane also addresses the fear of being co-opted. People worry that engaging with the enemy legitimizes them. But he argues that refusing to engage just gives up your power to influence the situation. Engaging doesn't mean agreeing. It means showing up and fighting for a better outcome.
And he's honest that this takes time. In a crisis, you want to act fast. But he says the fastest way to make progress is often to slow down and build the container first. That investment pays off.
You know, the one thing I'm taking away from this book is that the goal isn't to eliminate conflict, it's to work with it creatively. Conflict is the friction that generates heat and light, as he says. Without it, you get stagnation.
Right. And if you want to go deeper into these ideas, the whole library's over at 7minutebooks.com/app. There are over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language, and it starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 once for lifetime access. Definitely worth a look.
At its heart, collaborating with the enemy is about learning to make progress with people you're stuck with, not by agreeing, but by embracing the mess and working through it together. We'll see you in the next one.